Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Hello and welcome. This is Debbie Dashinger. So first, the great news, my new book, PR Magnet. I've been talking about it. It has literally had its own birthing timeline. I got to tell you, books are just so interesting when you put them out into the world. And so yes, yesterday was its birth. And available on Amazon, PR Magnet, and it teaches you how to create your book into a bestseller, as well as how to do radio interviews and how to really be a rock star in both. Well, here's the great news. Our book sold over Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. Our book, PR Magnet, sold over Michael Gerber's book. And wait for it, PR Magnet sold over Donald Trump's book. Whatever you're thinking, it was a great way to Trump in a creative way, and I'm super proud of that. In addition, it's now an international bestseller in over 8 countries. The print book also went bestseller, and we made hot new releases in Amazon. And there's more and even more. I am proud, but as you know, that's what I do out into the world. I have the company MyBestsellerBook.com. I do this for authors all the time, and you know, if I'm showing up for my book, I better be creating real big too. I can't be the mechanic who's not working on her own car. So I'm thrilled because it's just the beginning for us, and we have people writing in every day we bought it. We have people saying, I was supposed to be on a business call, and I almost missed the call because I got caught up reading the book. It was so good, and we're very proud, really proud. So that's the great news. And what about you? What is it that you're putting out into the world that you're ready to really show up for? I've got an exciting show coming a little later. Cynthia Mazzaferro is going to be on. She's going to be talking about revolutionary power steps, how to discover the power within that will propel you towards positive changes in every aspect of your life. She's going to talk about her new book and how you can be powerful beyond measure. So while we're waiting to become powerful or in the midst of empowerment, think about what makes you truly happy and think whatever makes you truly happy to think. You know, every thought we think, every feeling we have, every word we speak goes out into the atmosphere to either heal or harm us or others. So let us be healers. Let us be harmless. You act out who you think you are. You act out who you think you are. So how to be happy? How can we make happiness an essential, easy part of our life? Well, there's several ways. First of all, we can think from the end. I can tell you right now, this is one of the things I teach in my books about how to create dreams, but you basically think from the end. It's reverse engineering. That's how you create a dream. Be an appreciator in your life. Here's the truth. I got a family member. When I get on the phone with this person, it's like, wow, the negativity. It's pretty chronic, and it doesn't matter what the subject is. It can be turned around and be spun in such a negative way. And it's very draining to be around people like that. I don't like it at all. And so what can you do instead to be an appreciator in your life? You can stay in rapport with source energy. That makes life flow easily. You can avoid resistance, not resisting who you are, how you look, what actually is right now, circumstances, other people. Just allow. Don't avoid resistance and don't create resistance. You can contemplate yourself as surrounded by the conditions you desire right now. and understand the art of allowing. It's a real gift. Art of allowing, and I want to say this, when I use the word allowing, that means I also have to use the word receiving. How many of us are givers and don't stop to receive? I love receiving, by the way. Gifts, compliments, surprise presents. There's so many things. But all of us, by the way, also have a ceiling. There's a place we go to where it's like, ah, I'm just going to receive this much, and then that's not comfortable. So what if you just pushed those walls, those limits, those invisible energetic conditions you've set up so that you allow and receive even more and even more? You can practice radical humility. Be in a constant state of gratitude. Keep in mind, you can never resolve a problem by condemning it. And play the match game. Am I matched up with the field of intention? If I intend this, am I really matched up in full alignment? Do my words align with that? Do my actions align with that? Do my thoughts align with that? And if not, align with your field of intention. Meditate. Find something. Really, we must stop. Look, I'm so guilty in this area because I'll meditate, and it's the greatest thing in my life. And then all of a sudden, you know, like with my book launch recently, I find 5 days have gone by and I haven't stopped. And what I know for sure is contrary action is everything. So if I will stop and do that, really everything else is going to be handled and taken care of. Those 10, 20, 30 minutes, whatever you spend on meditation, wow, it's a 401k plan. It really gives back. So happiness, for me, for you, for all of us, it's at our fingertips. It's really inside of us. We don't have to go chasing it. So some of the elements we can do also are let go of expectations, right? We hope people are going to show up in a certain way, but really, all of that, so great to not expect people to behave a certain way or to expect things to turn out as planned. Instead, we can be accepting of others as they are. We can be adventurous, flexible in our approach to all situations. We can also be present. I know this is the greatest gift. You know, I did the Hoffman process at the Hoffman Institute this year. That's one of the things I found out about myself, how often I was not present. This isn't something they, by the way, teach, but you go there, it's radical, it's intense, and you dig deep. And one of the things I saw were the fascinating, ingenious ways I took myself out of life, out of relationships, out of what was going on right now. And I made a commitment to myself right then, first with compassion, like, I get it, Debbie. I see why you created such an ingenious way to protect yourself a long time ago. But what I also get is today, it doesn't work anymore. It's not who you are, right? You're not that shy girl, and you're really a connector. You really dig people. You like being social. Like, and you're a businesswoman. You're an entrepreneur. So none of that works anymore. Presence is really important, and guess what? It's very healing. So I took it on to heal. And I can promise you that there's nothing but the present anyway, truly, right? The rest is an illusion. If we're living in the past with its guilt and regrets, or if we're far out in the future with its longing and worries, none of that's going to make us happy. So in the moment, we each have a choice. We can think happy thoughts. We can do nice things for ourselves, receiving and allowing, or for others. And we can take actions that support who we are and where we're headed. Be present. It's such a gift. And if you're in relationship, I just want to bring this up because I think lack of presence comes up a lot in love, romantic relationships, right? Your partner's talking and like, what planet are you on while they're talking? You know what I'm talking about, those of you who've been together for 9, 10, 15, 20 years with somebody. Like, what kind of gift is that to give someone your eye connection, your breath, your presence, that you're really listening, you really care? It's a very cool gift. So think about that today. And last, just know that happiness is a choice. Happiness is a choice. It's a matter of learning to choose better feeling thoughts and responses to any situation. It is a practice because we find that if there was something that used to upset us for days, ah, happiness is a choice. Maybe I'll choose happiness here instead. I'll choose to let go of expectations. I'll choose to be present. And as we practice this, we find, I'm not really upset anymore. Or maybe it was moments of upset, and suddenly I quickly regain my natural happiness. So think about what you really want from the end. You can't resolve a problem by condemning it. And really, we each act out who we think we are. It speaks volumes. So choose happiness today. And hey, if you haven't gotten your copy of PR Magnet on Amazon, please do so today. You'll be so happy. It'll launch you into the stratosphere with your books, with your business, with getting booked on radio, and how to be exquisite, and how to make money before you even write a word, PR Magnet. Well, my guest today is Cynthia Mezzafarro, who is a motivational speaker, an Amazon best-selling author, energy and intuitive healer, Reiki master, and powerful beyond measure life coach. She's a retired physical therapist of over 30-plus years and previous owner of an ergonomic company where she performed work site analysis and spent thousands of hours training and teaching individuals on injury and stress reduction. Cindy's passion is to assist people in their personal growth, health, and purpose. Cindy's new transformational Amazon self-help book, which went number one, is powerful beyond measure, and it explores your past, empowers your present, and envisions your future filled with purpose, passion, and miracles. And you can reach Cindy on her website, CynthiaMazzaferro.com. It's MazzaFerro.com. Cynthia, welcome to Dare to Dream. It is great to have you.
Thank you so very much, Debbie, and congratulations on your new book launch. Really exciting.
Super exciting. Yep, nothing about putting your stuff out in a big way into the next level. So talking about your bestseller, Power Within, Claiming Our Power Within, I want to start there because I'm curious, what does that even mean to you? When you say the power within, describe that. What is the power within?
Great question, Debbie. So often we blame our circumstances, how we feel, on our external world. We blame it on our boss, our children making us feel this way, our husband, our parents, the bad weather, whatever. But we always blame it outside of us, and we don't realize that it's within us that's causing our demise, our unhappiness, even the circumstances that are happening from day to day and moment to moment. And so when you start to really own that, to own that you're creating everything in your life, in all aspects of your life, your relationships, your abundance, your financial resources, even the health of your house and your automobile, they are a symbolic representation of you. And so when you claim this power within yourself and create this harmony and health within yourself, your life expands in ways that you can't even imagine.
So then how does the power within affect somebody who dreams or wants to create the life they truly desire?
Dreams, I believe, occur all day long. Often we refer to our dreams when we sleep. And I believe our dreams are connections to the angelic world, a greater spiritual universe, or if you believe in God, as well as your ability to connect with your own soul, your spiritual soul that actually lives within your physical body and who really you are. And so our dream states occur throughout our day. And we are always connecting or have the ability to connect with these different relationships within our inner self, our spiritual self, or the universe in a greater way through symbolism, through deja vu, through synchronicities, through numerology, through astrology, through knowing what's right, to really connecting in with that intuition of wisdom that really resides within yourself. And the special part here is your soul, who is really yourself, right, will never send you on the wrong road. It will always be there for your greatest, best interest, for your highest good, for the destiny that you're here to fulfill in this physical world. But so often we do not rely on this intimacy of our own self. We rely on external stimuli with demands that are being placed upon ourselves, and that we tend to lose that connection to self, to source, even to greater source, divine source. And that is really where this power within can actually be reclaimed. And that's how you can transform your lives in every way possible.
So interesting in your bio, and thank you for all that. You know, I love the energy of what you're talking about. I agree with it so much. And I'm so curious because your bio talks about the years you spent in ergonomics. And just a little factoid, guess what? I did too. I was also an ergonomic expert, and I used to teach it. And I actually liked it very much, you know, the helping people and the making these adaptations and changes that brought them a lot of relief. How does that translate, or does it translate to what you do today as a life coach, as an author, as a speaker? Do you use any of those principles from ergonomics?
I do, and I also use it with my physical therapy background too, and that is really personal empowerment. As a physical therapist and even a trainer in ergonomics, you go in and you'll train and teach and educate people, employees, employers, and the patient, clients as a coach, as to what is going on, what's creating stress in their life, and giving them tools and resources that they can use and take those action steps that you were referring to earlier on in the conversation about really moving forward in a very productive, positive way that's aligned with your power within, with your soul destiny, what you want to accomplish, your passions. And when you're really in that flow, and I know people often struggle with, what does she mean when you're in that flow of oneness? When you're in the flow of moving in your passion, the passion is a connection to your destiny, what you're here to do and make an impact in the world. Like your book, you're very passionate about your book. You're very passionate about, I love your radio show, Dare to Dream. I mean, this is beautiful. This is how you're touching the world that's very specific and unique to yourself. And for me, it's different too. My goal is to really empower and inspire people to realize that they have everything within themselves. Going to another course, taking a pill by a doctor is not necessarily what you need to do to create the success and the passion and the outcome that you want in your life. And that when you empower yourself to see that you are this miraculous person, that you can do and be so much more than you can even envision in yourself. And I think that's really important because, as you talked in the beginning of your radio show, that we tend to see ourselves as givers, and that, yes, we receive certain things, compliments, but we limit ourselves. We place the limits upon ourselves as to how much we're willing to give and how much we're willing to receive. And that means in finances, that means in love, that means in support in every aspect of your life. And so by really educating people that they have the tools to give and receive abundantly without limits allows you to be powerful beyond measure. And that doesn't mean powerful over someone else. It means in your own capacity, you will exceed your own capacity to what your greatness even could be. And just think of that. If each of us have filled a destiny that was beyond our understanding, and we were always in support of the world, what would our world really look like?
What would our world look like? It's so true. And if we took responsibility, what would that look like? Wow. That would be a planet changer. So changing the dots and changing the dis-cycle of self, what's possible there? Is it important to connect the dots and change that cycle?
It is. In my book, Powerful Beyond Measure, I divide it into thirds. And the first third is the past. And it's actually exploring your past where you're actually connecting the dots. What is the aspect I bring with me from my childhood that makes me feel I'm less or lacking of in some capacity. We all, every one of us, bring some perception of this cycle, not feeling good enough about ourselves. And that when you have and you're able to identify it, when you can put words to it and identify and claim that, you've already empowered yourself. You've taken a huge step to say, I no longer believe that I am unheard. I no longer will be passive. I no longer will be a doormat. I will no longer be enslaved. Whatever your word is, you choose and can then claim it that I am not this belief, this behavior, this expectation of what my outcome could be. This was happened back when I was 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years of age and has no relevance at all in my life today. And it's so empowering to realize I have been living a lie since I was a very young child. But I believe.
What do you mean by that when you say you've been living a lie since you were a young child? Can you explain that?
Yes, because we take on a pain. For me, it was my father and my mother got divorced when I was 7. Mm-hmm. And I was the second oldest of 5 daughters. And so for me, the way it affected me was that I felt, how could a man love their family and walk away and abandon me? So I felt I was abandoned. People would walk away with me in my life. And for me, I really sought out affirmation, an external confirmation that I was great, I was seen, I was just acknowledged, and to be in their presence. So even with all my businesses and my success, there was always a thirst within myself that was always unquenchable, because I was looking to fill up this void within myself from the outside in, and it would never be satisfied. And that's part of how I learned and grew within myself to be able to write the book that I did and transform lives and your listeners' lives and everyone's lives, that you are fabulous. You are perfect even in your imperfection, and that we have to learn and grow from the areas that we feel that we are lacking in, and those become our soul lessons. We're actually here incarnated into this world to grow as a spirit, to grow as a soul, as to certain relationships and lessons. And I used to always cry when I would talk about my father not being present with my wedding and the father-daughter dance and different things like that. But now, because I finally was able to eliminate the emotional wounds that I carried throughout my life, and it even affected my husband's relationship with me. I didn't realize it until one day when he came home downstairs with a suitcase in hand and tears in his eyes and said, I love you, but I can't live with you anymore, and was walking out the door. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is history repeating itself. And it was like, I can't believe it. And he left. This is in my book. And it was a big aha moment. Wow. As I couldn't breathe there. I was nauseous. My whole world was falling apart. It realized that was I creating an energy, an expectation of even my husband walking out of my life? And could I even have created the energy of my 2 sons walking out of my life? And it even turned out it wasn't just men. One of my editors.
Because oh, my God. The universe. It's like, hello.
Yes. And you're right. You're right, Debbie. The universe provides us opportunities to see the lesson we're supposed to learn. And it's amazing, because it's not just about setting the intention. And we hear that so often, you know, be positive, set the intention. It becomes much more than that, because it starts from within yourself, the lesson that you're supposed to learn. And there's an energy around it. And that energy around that lesson, that pain that you hold within yourself, is actually affecting your internal health, the biology of yourself. And this has been proven by Dr. Lipton, by Dr. Emoto. There's many scientists out there that show the energy that is affecting us within ourselves. And eventually, if this is not remedied, if not corrected, if not released in some way, it actually transforms into a physical illness, symptom, or disease, it's very catastrophic if it goes unchecked or unresolved.
Yeah, 1,000%. I thank you so much for also sharing all that personal history. I resonate deeply with you because my father was not around at all. I was conceived in another country, in Israel. I was born in New York. I was raised in my grandparents' house. My father was not around. Let me tell you, and by the time he came back sort of into our world, he and my mother were already getting divorced, and he was in another relationship and off with somebody else. And he was not a big part of our life. And when he was, he's not a terribly present guy. Guess where I learned that from? So, you know, I did, and I did a great job replicating it. I also had variations on what you're talking about. So I really get it, because the healing aspect around that, it's huge. It's really a big deal when you commit to healing that original wound and actually trusting that at some level it's an illusion that you keep perpetuating against yourself and having others act out that pattern. And I think when we come back, let's talk more about this, because I want to hear and let the listeners hear how you reverse this in your life and how they might be able to too. So stay tuned with us. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can download your free Dare to Dream Radio app on iTunes. The free app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Join me also on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. Stay right there.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration for men and women at rejuvenatemedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at rejuvenatemedical.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, mybestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm interviewing Cynthia Mazzaferro, who is a speaker, life coach, energy healer, author, and intuitive. And this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream. Cynthia, before we took our break, you were sharing some of the paradigms and the situations that you grew up with regarding your father and how it had impact on you, how you viewed the world, how you experienced the world, and your husband leaving and all of that. So I want to talk a little bit about the flip side. What was it that you did that created the change, the healing, so that your experience of life and other people became wholly different on the other side?
Well, there was many aspects, but one of the strongest one was that I started to change to be the person I thought he wanted me to be. So he complained that I asked too many questions or I was in his business too much because he had just retired. So his structure had changed into what he would normally do and how he was accountable for himself. So I started to be very elusive, not engaging, disengaging him. I didn't ask what was going on in his life. And I really did not like who I was becoming. I was really unhappy with myself. And actually, I had a very miraculous event happen to me, and I'm going to talk really quick about it. It's in the book in greater detail, but I actually went to James Van Praagh, who is a spirit medium. And what was amazing about it was out of almost 2,000 people, that my stepfather, who has now died, actually came through in spirit. And I was the fourth person out of 2,000 people there that he spoke to through James and said, his first words out of his mouth were, "I was perfect just the way I was and not to change for anyone." And I was feeling so miserable. I was really, because I wasn't being true to myself. I was being everything to everyone else, not just my husband. What did I have to do to make my children like me? What did I have to do to make even my girlfriends, you know, I could be quiet, I could be there, the talker. And I was like so confused. Who am I? Mm-hmm. And it was just profound. And he went on to also say that my work in this world was going to be touching millions and that I would be empowering people and healing people in ways I had no idea. So that was pretty amazing. But from that particular moment, I started to look at resolving my husband's and my situation differently. That it wasn't necessarily my fault. It wasn't his fault. It was about me loving myself. And what I actually got to realize why I was so looking outside of myself, it was because inside I wasn't seeing everything I was. I had always looked for the outside reinforcement. And so I started really working on my own personal empowerment and love for myself. And that's not from an ego point of view. It was more about seeing how I was a great person. I had so much value. I had so many wonderful gifts. And I was artistic. I was, you know, this, that. And it doesn't matter what we are. But to acknowledge that is so important. Because what it allowed eventually is my husband realizing that he did not have to hold me up. He did not have to make me feel wonderful. Because I was already starting to feel that way. And it became a burden. I was a burden on him because I could not, or he could not satisfy me enough. Even if he had told me 100 times in a week that I was great, it still would be unquenchable. It still would not satisfy my thirst. And so it was really important. And it's so important for our listeners here today to realize that when you see yourself, when you get to love who you are, even the parts you don't love, but accept that imperfection, then you can look at others with grace in your eyes and heart and acceptance and love. And that then everything that you're starting to participate in is really a joyful moment in the now and the present, which you talked about before, about experiencing really be present with what you're in enjoying and participating in, even if there's a struggle portion to it. So when you're having a struggle portion, say to yourself, what can I learn from this? What can I do to make it so it's not a struggle? Where can I step into it that makes me grow? That offers me this growth. It's so exciting to be actually enjoying and looking for growth opportunities.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot here after sharing all of that, because one of the things you do as an intuitive, as an energy healer, as a Reiki master, you do healing activations. And I don't know what's possible, but would you be willing to do a healing activation for the listeners on the show?
Absolutely. I would love to do that. Sure.
Yeah, how do we get so lucky? Awesome.
Are we going to do this now or during the next break?
I would love to do this now. You know, a short one would be fantastic, and we'll take a break right after. How does that sound?
Okay. Well, the first one we're going to do is we're going to work on the mental command statements. And after break, I'd love to do a meditation that will actually reduce and eliminate the emotional pain that you hold within yourself. But the mental is a much quicker one right now. So the mental command statement is you actually claiming what it is that you choose. It's a really important word, what you choose to change. Mm-hmm. So you can state, for example, I choose to enjoy my book launch. I'm going to make this for you, Debbie.
Okay. Yay.
I'm choosing to enjoy my book launch with less mental stress on the outcome because I know it is a success already because it's following my divine passion. And just saying that sentence is like, oh my gosh, I can take the pressure off of me where it's not outcome producing because it's already in a field that's harmonically flowing with the universe because it's part of your passion. It's part of where you are moving into that's aligned with your greatest health, with your greatest passion and destiny that's also, more importantly, and most importantly, touching others. And the universe loves when we do something for others, but it has to also still be aligned with what's true for us. And so when you make that declaratory statement of what you want to experience or think or take action upon, you then also acknowledge, well, what part is going to get in the way of me from fulfilling this declaration, the statement that you are declaring, I am going to think, feel, exist in, and live in this space. I mean, it's going to be all of me. And so you're going to say, where do I feel the part that's anxiousness? Where, what can I do? So can I ask you, Deb, real quick, give us one or two areas that you feel would not allow you to just rest in the space of knowing that you already are successful in your book launch.
You know what? Oh my God. So I love you. And this is like the worst example because I know I'm going to create a bestseller. I know without a doubt I'm going to hit it so big out of the park. In fact, I just heard a few minutes ago, I'm getting little beeps. Our print book now went all the way up to number 5. I know what I can do, and I know for clients, I have no doubt, and they love this about me. They love that even if they have doubt or uncertainty, I don't. But I'll take it to something else that would maybe actually resonate in my space, and that is about relaxing. So I'm a workhorse, and I'm great at creating, and I'm great at showing up, and I do what I say I'm going to do and then some. But as far as like really resting and taking time off, which I promised myself, by the way, after today, I promised my boyfriend and all that, we're going to have a week and a half together. I promise I'm not working, and I really want to make that happen. That's tough for me. So I have a lot of doubt in that area about letting go and about playing or doing nothing or whatever, you know?
Well, that's wonderful, and that's part of your childhood wound, possibly, and not knowing you too well to be able to have that identified. But what might be is that for you to feel valuable or to be seen or to be worthy, the more I can do, because I know I can be successful. I know that. I believe that in myself. That the more I do, then the more I will be even more successful. And what I would rest for you to, and even the declaration statement I said, is that if you are never happy with the accomplishment you're doing, because you know you're going to have this wonderful best-selling book, right? Then is there anything more to seek? And so if you can rest in that statement of total blissfulness and ease that I've already accomplished this, that then you have to realize that maybe you don't have to do 10 steps to make it a bestseller. Maybe the 7th step will get you there. And you can give others away, delegate, maybe not even do it. Because sometimes we're so streamlined in your process and what you're scheduling to do that you block out other things that the universe wants to bring in.
But totally. That's exactly. It. That's it right now. I mean, thank you. And that is all about stopping because there's something way greater than I. Like if I can be this successful, seriously, just let go because guess what's out there waiting to love me up and make my reality magical. Yep, that's it.
It's true. I even had that feeling when I was writing my book and I was working with a coach, which I think coaches are fabulous.
Yeah.
I said to my coach, I said, well, I know this book is my divine purpose. I know I'm supposed to write. I know it's going to touch millions. But what if someone doesn't like it? What if it doesn't? What if it isn't? And she goes, what you're saying is like you're growing a fetus in you. Okay, you're growing, you're birthing this book. And now you don't know when you deliver your child what this child's going to be, whether it's the president, whether it's just a great cook and makes beautiful food for everyone. It doesn't matter our job descriptions or the task we take on. But that if you know that you're bringing in someone that's beautiful, a beautiful soul to this world, if you're bringing in a book that you know, and that know is so strong in my heart, that it's going to touch the world, then you can get out of the way and let it happen because you already know it will be successful.
Is there anything you want to say to wrap this up for us as we go to break? Well, how would you conclude this for us?
So I would ask each of the listeners to say, what is it that you would like to declare right at this moment that you would like to experience in your life? It can be easy. It can be as simple as this is a holiday. I choose to enjoy this holiday from moment to moment with anyone that's present or not present in that moment. Meaning if you're by yourself, you can sit there and enjoy that Christmas tree or the Hanukkah lights or just the snow falling out that window. Mm-hmm. And to feel, be filled with spirit, to be filled with this beautiful peace and harmony within yourself. Mm-hmm. So write your own declaration statement and then ask what's going to get in the way of that. And then choose the action steps to make sure that those mental thoughts do not sabotage your results.
Fabulous. We're going to be right back. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. You can join me on Twitter at my name, at Debbie Dashinger. I look forward to the next segment, and we'll see what else healing we can get in with Cynthia.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration. For men and women at RejuvenateMedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at RejuvenateMedical.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Are you ready to work with a leader whose clients get results? Debbie Dashinger believes you were born with a unique gift. She leads exceptional teleseminar classes and consults leaders and executives to go beyond obstacles and limits. Clients worldwide receive accelerated results and are catapulted into spectacular successes. For an appointment, go to www.debbiedashinger.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Life is good and all is well, yes? Life is good and all is well, yes?
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. And Cynthia, I want to ask you here, our final segment, what is the one ritual? What is the one ritual or practice that you use daily that helps you ground and create some of the best shifts and presence in your life?
Great question. And it's a simple one. It's actually very simple. As I sit, primarily, if I'm in front of my computer, I sit there and I just give pause. I don't even do a meditation. I just say, and what will come to me will be for my best and highest good. And I get miracles happen all the time through emails, and people will reach out and want me as a coach or speaking engagement or this and that, that I don't even know about, that just come my way. Also, when I'm out and about, I will give that intention as I'm driving that, that you will bring the right people into my life. You have a direction of a connection to my path, and I will be open to receiving all that you bring to me. And it really just allows you to experience life in a very beautiful way. When I traveled by plane, my mother always says, are you nervous? I said, nervous? No. Why? Because I believe that it is what is, and I can rest in my space knowing that everything that's coming to me has perfectly been divinely created for me.
Mm. You know, you mentioned doing a meditation. I'm wondering, just because of time, is there a place where people can go to receive a meditation from you without us doing it right now, but maybe they can experience you a little longer after the show?
Thank you, Debbie. I think that would be the best choice, because I really would rather make sure you get the entire meditation and get the greatest benefit from it. It's one that's actually in my book, and I have an audio that goes with it. It's completely free. I'm going to give you a site that you can go to and get this. It's called Heart Home of Healing Meditation. So it's first my website, Cynthia Mazzaferro, MAZZAFERRO.com, then /Heart Home of Healing Meditation. It is such a powerful meditation. Actually has Reiki energy going through it at the same time, but I will take you through the four chambers of your heart. And in each chamber of your heart, you will find emotional debris, as I term it, that resides within your body. And you will actually clean each chamber of your heart. And at the end, it's then infused with all this beautiful love and light and divine healing from Father in the sky and Mother Earth and all the directionalities of the north, south, and east winds coming in. And your heart is then, you know, so infused with love and light and healing that as it pumps, as your heart pumps, it goes out into your lungs to get the oxygen and out into your whole body. And it creates healing, profound healing, not only on an emotional level, but also physically and mentally as well. So it's very, very powerful.
So wow, yummy. I love the sound of that, actually. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What is your next dream future? Where do you see yourself? Because you've already created a lot. I know the people you're connected with. What's next on the docket for you?
It's beyond what I can imagine, because I know where I am is beyond what I imagined just a year and a half ago. But I will venture a guess and set at least an intention that this and or something greater will be there. And that will be, I know I will be on television shows reaching millions of people, whether it's Dr. Oz, Oprah, or something greater. It will be as it is and shall be. It's really about allowing people to see that they can create all their healing insight and the healing that they want in their life. And I'm really looking forward to what the future brings to me more than I am bringing to my future, because it has all been divinely orchestrated what my path is in this world.
I know you have a telesummit coming up. Tell people how they can get involved. I think it's free, and who they might hear and why they should join you.
It's very exciting. And Debbie, of course, you know you're one of my awesome guests. I have 28 guests. It's called, the same name as my book, Powerful Beyond Measure Summit. So the website to actually go to opt in, to actually sign up for this free summit is www.powerfulbeyondmeasuresummit.com. And you can just sign your first name and your email address, and you will get information. It starts in the beginning of 2017 in March, and you will have access to all these 28 experts speaking on all different topics, near-death experiences that actually spoke to Jesus and comes back to tell her story. She just did this on Dr. Oz just a couple days ago. And all the way to creating dreams. I know you're going to be speaking on awakening to your dream messages from within. And it's so powerful. And so each of the guests are giving free gifts away as well as special offers. So I hope you all also go to this link, powerfulbeyondmeasuresummit.com, and tune in and listen to what is going to be brought to you by the universe.
Powerfulbeyondmeasure.com. Give me one sentence, my dear.
Powerfulbeyondmeasuresummit. You have to put summit there.
Summit.com. Powerfulbeyondmeasuresummit.com. Fantastic. Thank you. And one sentence. If you could, Cynthia, say anything to your 16-year-old self, what would it be?
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Let your light be the light that shines within and touches the world in ways that only you can.
Thank you so much for inspiring us today on Dare to Dream, and we'll see you on the Powerful Beyond Measure Summit and in your book on Amazon. I end today's show with this quote from Joseph Sugarman. Every problem has hidden in it an opportunity so powerful that it literally dwarfs the problem. The greatest success stories were created by people who recognized a problem and turned it into an opportunity. You can subscribe to my YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if you've got a book inside of you, it's time to become a best-selling author, don't you think? Get big results. Go to mybestsellerbook.com and see how you can get your business offerings and media appearances to sell out when your messaging is on and it works for you. Also, MediaMasteryRadio.com and MyBestsellerBook.com are waiting to help you and your business. Thank you for joining me on Dare to Dream today, and I look forward to connecting with you for the next show.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it.